This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Deanna, and this is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. She is the author of the recently published book, Who Rewrote the Bible? Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. It is now, in the Chicago suburbs, 15 below zero, with a wind chill of 30 below. So please, no one talk to me about how cold you are in Texas or Florida or somewhere. It is really cold here.
I'm in California near Palm Springs. I won't tell you how warm it is here either. It's beautiful weather outside. This beautiful weather is going to be about 70 degrees today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the sun is shining. That's one thing that is good. But it is so, so cold. You just dare not go outside. It's so cold.
Yeah.
So anyway, you were talking about, in the first hour, you were talking about people like Katy Perry and Britney Spears and you're talking really referring to our culture or what has become our culture, when you're talking about the music industry, the Hollywood industry, the movies and entertainment. And I think you could also include sports in that.
Yes.
And, This is just, it has created an artificial culture.
Well, it has created a satanic, filthy, degenerate culture. It is
exactly.
Also artificial, but everybody's buying into it. And this is part of what the New World Order Illuminati wants. They want people to be engaged in being Twitter fans of somebody like Kim Kardashian, who has no talents whatsoever. No talents whatsoever. She has 14 million Twitter followers. Nobody is spending any time thinking about their life, being introspective, thinking about what's happening to this country. This is the plan to keep them all engaged in texting each other and posting stuff on Facebook and being involved in minutia. And you know, Christians talk about, oh, I gotta take America back. Yeah, with what? When you've got Kim Kardashian having 14 million Twitter followers, that tells you something about our culture. There's a guy who goes out on the street and does fake surveys, Mark Dice, who asks people questions. Like he had them look on a world map and pick out North Korea and South Korea. 80% of them looking for North Korea and South Korea picked out Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He also goes on, he said, now, you know, with the economic downturn, Obama is going to defund the concentration camps. You know, we've got concentration camps for dissidents, and we really want to keep those going. You know, he's faking it there. We want to keep it. Would you please sign this petition for that? And they all sign it.
Amazing.
I mean, they're not thinking. Nobody's thinking. So the idea that we're going to take America back, with whom and by whom and what from? I mean, people are engaged in everything else in their mind except what's really happening. Now this is very important about the concentration camps. The concentration camps are all built. They're ready to go. Most of the military bases that were closed down have been revamped into concentration camps. I have inside information that in each of these camps, there's a guillotine. this is very important with what we know about the Noahide laws. Because people who are Christians, it says that the penalty for idolatry, which is worshiping Jesus Christ, is being beheaded. And the Illuminati loves that idea because it is the most frightening thing for everybody else. And people, the Christian world will fall like dominoes when saying, if you don't give up your faith, we're going to cut your head off. All right? Or if you don't give up your faith, you're not going to have any food. We're going to a cashless society. One of the Scandinavian countries, actually this year, I have heard, is planning to start a cashless society where everybody will have a number. You know, 98% of all transactions in America already are cashless.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so it will take nothing to get us to a totally cashless society, which is what the government wants, because they don't want any cash transactions. They want to keep track of them all. And bartering will become a crime penalized by imprisonment. So you can't just trade stuff.
Sure. So now, you brought up something very interesting, Dr. Day. Even if you don't put things on a credit card, I have a friend who went into a Walgreens drugstore and was purchasing some items. He looked at the price that was, you know, attached to the item. When he took his items up to the clerk said, do you have a Walgreens card, ID card? And he'd been going to the same store for 10 years, buying the same product. And he said, well, no. And so she wanted to charge him $2 more per item than what was on the shelf price. And of course, he just walked away because he's an independent thinker and would not agree to this. And so it doesn't, even if you don't use your credit card, a lot of the stores, Walgreens and I don't know what other stores, Target and some of these other big stores, are asking for your ID number in order to even do business with you.
That's right. What they want to do it for two reasons. Number one, NSA, National Security Agency, and all these other government spying agencies are tracking everything you're buying. And plus, they want to sell the information to corporations so they can send you emails and send you and target you for their products. But the worst thing is that they want to know what your purchasing habits are so then they can withhold those from you if you don't sign on with the New World Order. Signing on with the New World Order means that you can have food and shelter, because if you don't, they will drop your number out of the computer and you will not be allowed to buy or sell, which is what it says in Revelation 13. Now, this is the first time in the history of the world where they could implement what's in Revelation 13, which is those who follow the Lord will not be allowed to buy or sell. Until they were able to have computers and the technology for a cashless society, that could not be implemented. So we are there now, where they're going to implement a cashless society. So this is, again, the Bible says, watch and beware. I will tell you the signs of the times, except nobody's watching. So now they have the concentration camps with guillotines in there, and they're going to put away dissidents. And that's you and me. So, but here's a very important thing that's just now, you'll notice that just in January of this year, 2014, there are a number of articles on the internet talking about Sharon, Ariel Sharon, the former prime minister of Israel, that he's near death. He's suffering from kidney failure and all that. However, I have an article from the World Tribune, which I'm holding right in front of me, from Friday, January 6, 2006. That's 8 years ago. Today. Okay? January 6th. Mm-hmm. World Tribune is reporting that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon died at 1 p.m. Israeli time.
Really?
He's dead. He's been dead for 8 years. Okay? But then they withdrew that article and they said, oh, no, he's in a coma. And he's going to be in a coma, all right? Well, right before he died, he gave a speech, and in the speech he said the following, and I quote, "We cannot continue holding under enslavement occupation the Palestinians. To hold 3.5 million Palestinians under occupation is, in my opinion, a very bad thing. It cannot continue forever. Apparently, he had a pang of conscience. But I've seen this video of him making this speech. Netanyahu is in the audience, and you can see the angry look on his face. Shortly after Ariel Sharon gave this speech, he was a dead man. However, now then they withdrew that and said, oh, no, he's just in a coma. I'm a physician. I'm a trauma surgeon. I've taken care of all sorts of people who've been in a coma. A man of 77 does not last in a coma for 8 years.
Okay, let's pick that up. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's pick that up on the other side of the break in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And Dr. Day, you were talking about Ariel Sharon, and you said just before the break that you have taken care of people, and you know for a fact that people his age and in his condition cannot live in a coma for as long as they say that he did.
That's correct. And first of all, he died on January 6, 2006. All right? What is today? January 6th. 2014. These articles about him starting to be in grave condition started on January 1, 2014, leading up to this. So they're going to let him at least die in people's minds. He's been dead for 8 years, but they're going to let him die and probably have a state funeral now when the man's been dead for 8 years. The reason that people age 77 don't survive, most even young people, if they're in a coma, don't survive a long time, but there have been a few that have survived for many years, but those are young people. Older people cannot survive in a coma, and the reason is they're bedridden. They aren't moving around, so they don't breathe. They breathe very shallowly. They get pneumonia and die. Number two is they'll get kidney failure and die because when you are bedridden and in a coma, you have to be catheterized. And you have to be catheterized multiple times because you can't leave an indwelling catheter in more than a couple of weeks or the patient will get infected. But when you take it out and put a new one back in and take it out and put a new one back in every 2 weeks, they do develop bladder infections which go up into the ureters and into the kidneys, so they die of kidney failure. And that's what they're saying about him, always dying of kidney failure. Or they get pressure sores because when you're lying in bed and you're being fed by an IV, you lose weight. It's not like your regular eating and exercising and all that. So they lose weight, and their bony prominences become the skin over the bony prominences starts breaking down. My mother was involved in a horrible accident from the negligence of a family friend, a head injury. I took care of her at home for 8 months. I had to turn her every 2 hours so she wouldn't get pressure sores. But when you have somebody 8 years, they're going to get pressure sores and they die of overwhelming infection. So number one, that cannot happen. He cannot survive 8 years in a coma at his age. That's number one. Number two, I've got a picture of him, and this picture is taken on June 8, 2013. It's clearly a wax figure. Then they say, well, it's an artist's impression. But if it's an artist's impression, they've got him, and I'm looking at this. This is on HTTP JudeoChristianChurch.com. Okay, here it is. This was in June of this past year. All right, they've got Ariel Sharon in a blue dress shirt in bed with a collar on it, which buttons in the front, as all shirts do. Well, anybody who is bedridden, whether in the hospital or under home care, never has anything on that buttons in the front. You will notice when you are in the hospital, you wear a gown that always ties or snaps in the back, all right? Because then you don't have to move the patient around to get that off of them to bathe them or whatever. You don't ever have somebody who is in a coma in a dress shirt in bed. Not only that, there is an IV bottle hanging by his bedside. And on the video, they show his IV. Well, it's a total fake IV because when you put in a needle for an IV, you have got to secure that very, very firmly on the hand with tape. And then you put a dressing over it. There is no tape. There is no dressing. And it's kind of a ball, which is no IV ever looks like that. And they've got it going up the sleeve of his shirt. Well, in order to get it from the bottle, they'd have to put it up the back of his shirt, over his shoulder, and down his sleeve. That's ridiculous. They never do that. Now, this is a total fake. And not only that, they have a nurse nearby who picks up his hand. The hand is clearly stiff as a board. It is a wax dummy. Okay?
Amazing.
But now they're trying to get everybody ready for his death. Well, here's one of the important parts. There's a famous rabbi who died last June. He was called Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. And when he died last June, 200,000 Israelis were in his procession. So he was kind of the hotsy-totsy rabbi that all the other rabbis genuflected to. So anyway, he said before he died that he had met with God and that God had told him who the Jewish Messiah was. But he wrote it down. He said, I don't want this to be divulged until after my death. And his son even agrees and affirms that he did that. So after he died, they opened up this thing where he said he was told by God who the Jewish Messiah was, but that the Jewish Messiah would not come until after Ariel Sharon's death. See how we're tying all this in here?
Amazing.
Okay? So they're telling people that Sharon is still alive, but now they're saying he's close to death, close to death. All right? So when they finally opened the paper that this Rabbi Katuri wrote down as to who the Jewish Messiah was, guess who they found out it was? Jesus. Okay?
Amazing.
Now, what do they do with that? That's a perfect setup for the fall.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Which will only occur after Israel Sharon dies, and they have kept him supposedly alive, according to, you know, the propaganda, for 8 years. And now, on the anniversary of his death today, I have four articles here from different sources on the internet talking about Ariel Sharon's condition is deteriorating, he's near death, he's got kidney failures, blah, blah, blah. So they're planning something. I'm sure you know about Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam.
Yes. I bet we need to know more about it.
Yes, Project Bluebeam, they have had the ability to do for at least 18 years. It's by hologram and lasers, they will be able to project in the sky what people think Jesus looks like, and Muhammad, and Buddha, and Krishna, and it will look like they're coming in the sky. And this Jesus, who will be an Antichrist Jesus, will say, you know, we all need to get together, because they're also planning a fake alien invasion. When Reagan was president, he said publicly, he said, you know, it's very difficult for all the nations of the world, the leaders, to get together. But if we only had an invasion from outer space, everybody would get together rapidly.
Sure.
So they're also planning that, which will be done with lasers and holograms. And so they'll come in, and then these figures in the sky will say, we need to all get together in unity. And then all of these figures will blend together in the sky, and it will be left with Jesus, the false Christ, the Antichrist, who will say, now we're all one, but we have to all believe the same thing. And, of course, it will eventually be the worship of Lucifer.
Wow. And of course, they start talking about alien invaders after World War II.
That's right.
And, to get us ready.
To get us ready, and that's why they have all these movies about alien invasion, and even the Disney program Beauty and the Beast is part of the indoctrination for that, which tells you that ugly characters are really wonderful.
Oh, and what about all these vampire programs and the Living Dead kind
of
programs?
All a form of Satanism. It's all a form of Satanism. See, Satan has something for everyone. Satan has something for everyone. He's not going to come at Christians with absolute Satan worship. He's going to come at Christians with degenerating their true doctrines and making them into New Age believers. That's what he's going to do. And then, but eventually they will force all Christian religions to combine under the Catholic Church. And that false religion, the apostasy that they'll all be in, by the way, the Jews own the Catholic Church. They invaded it.
Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
RepublicTV.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. She is the author of the recently published book, Who Rewrote the Bible? Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And somebody posted the website for the picture of, or the image of Ariel Sharon. Absolutely. That is so fake and so wax. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And you see, he's got a blue shirt with a collar on it, with buttons down the front.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. I was surprised he didn't have a tie on him. And then he's got an IV by him. But there's a video of it, and they actually show his IV in his hand. You'll see there's no dressing over it. There's no taping down of it. And it's got kind of a ball on the top of it. No IV looks like that. I mean, I've been a trauma surgeon for 35 years. That's not how it's done.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, yeah. Now somebody posted in the chat room that in 1823 that the Catholic Church turned over the keys to the Vatican Bank to the Rothschilds.
Well, that's the Catholic Church has owned the Jews have owned the Catholic Church for a long time, particularly since about the 8th century, when the Catholic Church, during the Spanish Inquisition, told the Jews that if they did not convert to Catholicism, they would be killed. So international Jewry told the Jews to pretend to convert, but get inside the Catholic Church and take it over. Well, we know that the Jesuits who actually run the Catholic Church, the head of the Jesuits is always referred to in the Catholic Church as the Black Pope. He's not black. His skin is not black. He is the real Pope behind the scenes. The Pope in front is like Pope John Paul, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, but it's the Jesuit, the chief of the Jesuits, who actually runs the Catholic Church. Ignatius Loyola started the Jesuits. Ignatius Loyola was a Jew, and every head of the Jesuits has been a Jew. And so when a Jesuit takes an oath, it's a blood oath like the Freemasons take. If I give my life to the Pope and I will do everything I am told to do, including killing my own family. I mean, this is the kind of oath they take. If anybody is not a Catholic, they, if ordered to, will kill them. All right, so in the 8th century, during the Spanish Inquisition, the Jews who pretended to convert to Catholicism but didn't really were called the Muranos. And you can look this up. You can Google it. And the Muranos eventually took over the Catholic Church. Pope John Paul was a Polish Jew. Pope Benedict was a German Jew. I haven't had time to investigate about Pope Francis. But Benedict resigned suddenly and quietly. Yes, and that was because there were suits being brought against the Catholic Church because Benedict, when John Paul was Pope, Benedict was his guy who was in charge of covering up the sexual assaults on children. And so they were suing them, and they were going to go against the assets of the Vatican, which are enormous, and they were going to arrest him, and suddenly he disappeared. That's why he resigned.
Right, because I think that's the only pope that has ever resigned. Usually they die.
Right. And, you know, the thing about the popes, too, this is always interesting. Pope John Paul, who seemed to be a good man, but he was the one that was trying to unify the whole Christian world, and that's still going on. He got it all in motion. But, you know, he had severe Parkinson's, until he died. Now, if you're really a Christian, you will know that in Deuteronomy 7:11-15, God says, if you obey my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. You never hear that preached about in the churches. Churches are full of people who are sick and dying. They think it has nothing to do with the way they're living, eating, and handling stress. Oh, you know, I just got this disease because we live in a sinful world. That's what preachers preach. But that's not true. God says, if you obey my laws, that includes his health laws, my commandments, and my decrees, that includes forgiving everyone who's ever wronged you, that includes loving your enemies, that includes being against all war, which is nothing less than corporate murder. That means getting rid of fear, anxiety, anger, grudge-holding, and having the heart of Jesus Christ. He will keep you free from every disease. And he says in Psalms 103:3 that he forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, but only if we trust him and do it his way. Because the Bible refers to all drug medications as sorceries and witchcraft. It's in Revelation 18:23. It says the whole world was deceived by their sorceries, and that word sorceries in the Greek in which the New Testament was written is the word pharmacy.
Wow. And there are some churches that actually have invested in the pharmaceutical industry.
Of course. But it says in there, the whole world will be deceived by their pharmacy. The Greek word is pharmakia. And it calls anybody who dispenses drug medications a pharmakon. And the definition of that word in the Greek is poisoner.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the infiltration of the churches, and that happened through the seminaries and in the 1850s.
Oh, it's been going on for a very long time, but it's getting worse and worse.
Sure.
And they've got lots of pastors who are actually just infiltrators meant to turn these churches. And a lot of them are Jews. I know a Christian church in Costa Mesa where the assistant pastor is a Jew who wears a yarmulke and wears a prayer shawl. And there are seminaries that are training Christian rabbis. How do you like that for an oxymoron?
Right. Well, Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron. There is no such thing as Judeo-Christian. Judaism is the antagonist of Christianity. It is the opposite. It says that, in fact, in the Talmud, it says that when the rabbis argue with God, the rabbis always win, and God does what they say. God does what the rabbis tell him to do. How do you like that one?
Now, you mentioned, yes, that is amazing. I've read that also.
Yeah.
When you talked about the pedophilia in the Catholic Church, do you think that was the infiltration of the Jewish interest or the Jewish proclivities that occurred? I don't know when this started.
Yes, in the 8th century, yes, it was, because in the Talmud, it promotes pedophilia in the Talmud. And if you've been on the Internet, you've seen that there are a number of articles about severe cases of pedophilia in Orthodox Jews, including rabbis in New York, particularly New York City. And they're trying to cover all this up. But pedophilia is promoted in the Talmud, the Jewish holy book. It says that a rabbi can have sex with a 3-year-old girl and it is nothing and her virginity will return. Okay? So they are promoting this, and the other thing is people say, well, you know, but it's being exposed. Well, that's what they do. You see, here's what they do. They actually promote it in the Catholic Church, but then they expose it. And the reason they're exposing it, promoting it and exposing it, is because they want the rank and file people to lose faith in all of their religion. This is part of them getting to, they're going to take them to atheism, and then because the Jews know that in everybody's heart there is a desire to worship, and God has put that there because we're supposed to be worshiping Him, they know that there's a desire to worship. So when they get fed up with all these religions and they become atheists, then they will take them to the worship of Lucifer.
Okay, and that's part of the eliminating the Christians. And my question is, if they're going to be eliminating Christianity and all these Christians, who are the Christians that they plan on beheading?
Well, just the few that are truly Christian.
Okay.
Because the others are going to just go, they're going to give up their religion. And you'll notice it doesn't take much to give up the religion. There's hardly any religion in Christian churches now. I mean, it's really a social network if you go there now.
Sure.
I remember when I was a child and we went to church, we were always quiet and respectful in the sanctuary. Now it's like a party. Oh, let's hug this one. That used to go on outside the church, not in the sanctuary. And they sing happy birthday to people. I mean, it's just like going to the country
club. Or they have a band.
Yeah, right. And people think that if you have rock music and it has the words Jesus in it, that it's Christian music. Well, it's not. And that's why Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth?
Right. All righty. We are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. She is the author of the recently published book, Who Rewrote the Bible? Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And Dr. Day will be back tomorrow and on Wednesday. And hopefully we can discuss more about this as well as other topics. We do have a caller. I didn't actually open the phone lines yet, but we do have a caller that's been holding on. So why don't we go ahead and take this caller?
Sure.
Frank in Las Vegas. Frank, welcome.
Yeah, hello, ladies. I beg to differ with you on Ariel Sharon. I suspect that, like many Jews before him, he faked his death because he's got a bounty on his head and he's an international war criminal. What do you think of that?
Well, that's always an easy out. I'm certain that there are many hoaxes. But as I said, faking his death at the age of 77, he's 85 now. He's extremely overweight at that time. Maybe Elvis faked his death, and we do know Tim McVeigh's death was faked. We can talk about that in another day. but it is highly unlikely, because Ariel Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu were enemies. And he died shortly after he rebuffed what Israel has been trying to do for decades, and that is wipe out the Palestinians. So, you know, time will tell if you are correct. If you are correct, I'll reevaluate how I feel, but I believe he died in 2006. Just like Osama bin Laden died in 2001, and they kept saying that he was alive because then they could invade every country, and then they had a fake killing of Osama bin Laden recently. That was a hoax, too.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, thank you for your phone call. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden actually was on dialysis, and he died of renal failure in 2001. He had nothing, of course, to do with the 9/11, and his family was taken out of America to safety when there was a no-fly edict given, and yet his family was protected because Osama bin Laden worked for the CIA under the name of Tim Osman. I've got pictures of him doing that, and was in arms dealing, and he worked with the CIA all the time, and he actually was a Jew.
Interesting. All righty.
Osama, see, the Wahhabi dynasty in Saudi Arabia, people must never stop to think, why are Israel and the United States allies of Saudi Arabia, which is supposed to be a horrible Muslim country? But the Wahhabi dynasty that runs Saudi Arabia are actually crypto-Jews. And for those that are new listeners to your program, a crypto-Jew is a Jew who pretends to be a Gentile. And there are a lot of those around, and they control the whole Saudi Arabia. That's why, since they're Jews, they're close allies with the United States and Israel. By the way, another crypto-Jew was Lyndon Johnson, who was a president. He was a crypto-Jew. Eisenhower was a crypto-Jew because he was Jewish and pretended to be a Gentile. And so is Hillary Clinton, and probably Bill Clinton, because Hillary Clinton, a Jew, who has admitted she's a Jew, her maiden name was not Rodham, it was Roditsky. And she would not marry a non-Jew. The Rockefellers are crypto-Jews. They're Jews. Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his family name was Rosen, V-E-L-D-T, Rosenvelt. They were Jewish. Winston Churchill's mother was a Jew, Jenny Jerome. He was Jewish.
Right. Yeah, I've got two books about her. And it doesn't say that in the books, but of course, the books were written by Jews.
But if you look at the genealogy, that's what you see. And so it was Winston Churchill, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin, all Jews, who actually declared war on Germany in World War II, not the other way around.
Yeah. That is interesting. There are people who would say that Stalin was not Jewish, but if he wasn't, he certainly worked for them, and a lot of the people in his administration, a lot of people in his government were Jewish, and he also married Jews. So
the wives that he married were all Jews, and his name was not Joseph Stalin. It was a Russian name that I cannot pronounce, and he was Jewish. But that's what a lot of people want to say. Israel, the nation of Israel now has 22,000 young people on the internet trying to put in disinformation in chat rooms and trying to intimidate people who tell the truth about Israel. And for doing so, they will get their college education paid for in Israel.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes. They have 22,000 disinformation agents on the internet working all the time spreading disinformation.
Yes, we need to talk about that tomorrow. We do have another phone call. Let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome.
Greetings, ladies. You know that there's a group out there called the Jewish Internet Defense Force. Look them up. That's probably who you're talking about.
Yes.
And you got Hasbara too. They're always trolling on the internet, trying to stir up discord and throw out misinformation and disinformation all over the place. If you get into the writings of the Communist International back during the Bolshevik Revolution, they encouraged all the Jewish Bolsheviks to take on Russian names to hide their identity when like 90-some-odd percent of the, all the commissars in the whole Soviet Union were all Jewish. Well, at the same time, they did this holo hoax in Germany because the real Holocaust was going on in Russia where they killed like 100 million Christian white people. And this is this Talmudic tactic of always throwing people's attention off to another realm while the real evil is going on somewhere else. And that's what the whole Holocaust industry is. The real Holocaust went on in Russia, and where they killed all these white Russian Christian people, and then they brought in Mao over there, Mao's minister of the economy and the minister of information or propaganda. They were both Jewish guys. You can look at these pictures of Mao Zedong. One of them's named Epstein, and the other one I can't remember his name right now. But the largest democides, on the whole planet were orchestrated by this cabal.
You're absolutely right. Everything you've said is absolutely correct. And even on my website, I have a picture of a young Mao Zedong with his advisors. And all of them are New York Jews.
Exactly. They infiltrated China a long, long time ago.
And the reason they allowed Nixon to be president, the only reason, was to open trade with China, because the American public at that time would not have taken it from a Democrat, but they would take it from what they considered a conservative Republican. So they had him open trade with communist China, and then after that, then they absolutely destroyed him because they were done with him. And what they already had done was they had eliminated as his running mate Spiro Agnew before they even took office and put Gerald Ford in there. And then when they got rid of Nixon, Gerald Ford, who was never elected, became president when Nixon resigned. And then Rockefeller, a crypto Jew, was appointed as vice president. And the plan was to shoot Gerald Ford, which they tried to do, but it didn't work because they were going to put Rockefeller in, who was a crypto Jew Illuminati member. And then they were going to take over the United States completely by that, except Nelson Rockefeller foiled their plans by, dying in bed with one of his paramours while he was married to somebody else.
Wow. Well, oh, my goodness. We will pick all this up tomorrow. that is amazing. And
of course, there are no conspiracies. No conspiracies, right? No conspiracies.
Exactly.
Everything
exactly.
is a conspiracy.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. I'm afraid you're absolutely right. And the infiltration that Robert talked about, I think we should focus on that again tomorrow also.
Okay.
Could I put in one more thing real quick?
Sure.
Yes, real quick.
The future king of England, born of Prince William and Kate Middleton, is Jewish. Kate Middleton's mother's maiden name is Goldsmith. So now you got a prince waiting in line in England right now for the British throne who is technically Jewish.
But all of the royal family already is Jewish. They're crypto Jews. Queen Elizabeth is Jewish.
Amazing. All righty.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
We'll talk about all this tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk with you tomorrow. Thank you, Dr. Day.
Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.